Welcome. Good morning. You are listening to Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And today is February 9th, 2014, and we'll be continuing our reading of Miklos Nisley's Auschwitz, A Doctor's Eyewitness Account. Sisters and brothers, when we hear of public people with resources and heart who die before their time, there's always that question that lodges in our mind, yet another reason to leave power behind. Truth watches sullen from the skies when such bullies stride about. I'm thinking in this instance of Philip Seymour Hoffman. But I have to say I thought the same of Tony Scott, who brought us such a powerful metaphorical romp as Enemy of the State. Knowing the evil ways and ruthlessness of power. Knowing this, prudence suggests if we would do their heart and humanity justice, those who model vulnerability in a world that would have us be robots. And if everyone's a robot, Plato's tribesmen can be the only ones with any seeming personality, so to woo, dupe, and subdue us all the better, we subject people. So when such a one as Philip Seymour Hoffman dies before their time, we should take a look at what that project was they were working on and boost it up into the light. We owe them this in case there was more hiding in the shadow than what we're told. And either way, we're giving thanks to those who shared uncommon much of what we need to see to recall our stolen humanity. And who knows what from this boosting up might come, what may emerge, and thereby justice serve. With the passing of Pete Seeger, the airwaves have brought much discussion about whether or to what degree art can lead to, put in what I consider more authentic terms, ending power, or even more helpfully, ending power worship. I think putting it this way is more accurate and therefore generates more useful discussion, i.e., discussion that's reflecting a clarity of thought based in seeing reality. A recurring theme on this show and in the book, Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. As it opens the door to recognizing that we also manifest the system and to thereby taking greater responsibility for creating a truly different world, as opposed to handing to those next in line for this wild ride called life, hideous power worship style. That hideous iteration, just repackaged class relations. So what might be a realistic sense of what art can accomplish? Absent its necessary conjunct, ongoing discussion, ongoing breaking out of our atomization upon which power depends to exist, it proceeds in this power-ending project too slowly. That we're seeing ever more and escalating resource wars and ever-growing earth crises means we'd best set art up for success and pair it with a vision and a plan and ongoing discussion.